360.
Hey, is John available?
He's not here.
Oh, he's not there? Did I just miss him?
No, he's not here. Can I help you with something?
Oh, okay. Yeah, just trying to get in touch with John. He had actually kind of requested a phone call. I'll go ahead, I'll give him a call on his mobile.
Is this who's this?
This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Carta?
Cardiff, yeah.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me see if he's in the office. I don't think he is. I almost possibly already left. Hold on one second.
Okay, sure.
Yes, can I help you?
Hey, is this John?
Yes, it is.
Hey, John, this is Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, looks like we got your web registration. Sounded like you wanted a little info on some of our programs. Did you have a few minutes to talk?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, a couple quick questions for you, just to verify some of the information we have on file. Then I'll answer, you know, any questions that you have. Was the name of the business you're with, is it 360 Motorsports?
Yeah, 360 Motorsports.
Okay. And then the address we have, 9473 Highway 78?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you guys have a website over there?
No.
No, okay.
Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, there you go. That gets the job done.
Yeah, it seemed to work pretty good for us.
Nice. All right. Let's see, John. Is the best email the one that we have? It looks like it's JAYVEN8897@AOL.com.
Yes, that's the best one to get a hold of.
Okay. And how about what's the best number to reach you at, just in case we get disconnected?
The shop phone number.
Okay, this is the shop number that I called you on, right? Okay, perfect. All right. Now, let's see. What's the business structure over there? Are you guys an LLC? You incorporated?
LLC,
okay. All right. How long have you been in business?
A little over 10 years.
Oh, nice. And are you the 100% owner over there, John?
It's me and my wife, yeah.
Oh, okay. What are you guys, 50-50 or is she 51-49?
She's like 100 and I'm zero.
Yeah. I know that story. okay. All right, so yeah, you know, looking at the web registration, it looks like you wanted some information on both the working capital and the equipment financing side of things. Was that what we're looking at?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we got a lot of different options inside of both of those. Kind of just depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you have going on, what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Well, the main thing is just a little bit of working capital and the ability to buy some updated equipment like tire, machine, balancer, and another lift.
Okay. Tire, machine, balancer, and another lift. All right. Was it all primarily, were you primarily looking to bring on equipment with the capital?
Yeah, that, and then buy some stock to be able to put in more stuff in here. We have stuff in stock instead of having to order it all the time.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. What sort of stuff do you keep in stock?
Well, we're mainly wheels and, like, custom wheels and tires, and that's mainly what I would bring in, be wheels and tires. Because people are impulse buyers. You know, if you give them time to think about it, they ain't going to buy it. So
Sure. They come in, they see it, it looks good.
They'll buy it, and then get down the road, you know, damn, I shouldn't have spent that. Well, I mean, you already spent it.
Absolutely. All right. Okay, so, you know, looking at both, you know, the equipment and the stock, let's tackle them kind of individually here. For the equipment, did you have any idea of what kind of cost you were looking at for those?
It's probably right around $20,000 to $25,000.
That's yeah. For the balance, the lift. Oh, everything. Okay. Okay, $20,000 to $25,000. Then how about how much were you looking at for stock for wheels and tires and whatnot?
somewhere between 10 to 20.
10 to 20, okay. All right.
The biggest thing, though, like I said, is getting more equipment in here. But you know, sure. It's always nice to have a nest egg in order to buy some stuff. Because, see, we get emails and faxes all the time about stuff being on, you know, they're overstocked at our distributors, so we might be able to get something half of what it usually costs us. So it'd be nice to grab a couple sets of wheels at the time they get them on sale.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. If there's a deal out there to be had, exactly. Having the cash on hand to get it. Yeah. Okay.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. All right. Now, how about, what do you guys do for gross annual sales?
Gross annual sales?
So like a top line revenue, just sales for a year?
I'd say $300,000 to $400,000.
Okay. All right, perfect. Okay. Yeah, just to give you an idea, with the working capital program that we do, we're usually able to free up, you know, 10 to 15% of that top line revenue. So with that, you know, around 400, you'd be looking at, you know, 40 or around 40,000 available. So sounds like it's doable for what you're looking here. Or at least we're in the same ballpark to cover your needs here. John, how would you rate your personal credit? You good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Personal credit, no.
Okay.
We went through fighting to save our house, and we had a private lender and went through a bunch of stuff with that, and we were told, you know, to get a lawyer and fight that, and we did that, and that lawyer told us, you know, to file personal bankruptcy, and, you know, we did that and still wasn't able to save our house. So, I mean,
okay.
It was a catastrophe.
I gotcha. You know, little quick note for you, no need to really worry too much about it. As far as the working capital goes, it's primarily based on sales. So, you know, if your credit's somewhere, you know, not up at the highest mark, it's not going to come into play too much. So we figure, you know, if you got good sales, you can cash flow the note. So you're still going to be eligible for getting that healthy chunk. Now, as far as bringing in that equipment, what sort of return do you expect to see? Are you going to be able to take on new business, or
say that? Yeah, not probably more business of the same that we're doing, but you know, with better equipment, we can get done faster. You know, production will step up, and you know, it's just having that, and then the newer equipment be able to do bigger wheels and
yeah,
and stuff we wouldn't be able to do before.
Okay, so you're going to have, it's going to be kind of additional equipment, not just replacement.
Well, no, we're not going to replace it. We're going to keep what we have, but get newer, better equipment, you know, that'll handle bigger things that we've been able to do before.
Like, absolutely.
What we've been able to do before is like maybe up to a 26-inch wheel, but now they got, you know, 28, 30, 32-inch and 34-inch rims out there. So we're not able to mount them or anything. So we have to pay somebody else to do that. And they, you know, they charge, you know, $200 to $300 just to mount and balance four wheels. So,
so you'll have somebody come in with those larger ones, and you got to kind of shop it out to someone else.
Got to send it out, yeah.
Yeah, I see. All right, so that you'll be able to keep it in house and clear a little more.
Oh, instead of spending $400, you know, we'll be getting it.
I gotcha. Yeah. All right. So it sounds like it makes sense. All right. Now, have you looked into a working capital loan before? Are you familiar with what the program's like?
Not really, but I've dealt with Square. In Square, you know, they'll give you a certain amount of a loan, and then they just, you know, get a percentage of your credit card sales.
Oh, sure.
I've done that like 3 times and paid them off already, and I've got one with them right now, which is almost paid off.
Oh, okay. All right. How much was that one for that you did with Square?
I think the first one was like $9,000. The next one was like $11,000. I think this one here was like $12,000 or $13,000.
Oh, all right. And how'd that work out for you?
Well, it works out good because that way we can get it, free it up, be able to, you know, get stuff in stock, sell it, and you know, it's taking less than a year to pay each one off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not bad.
And they take like 12.75% of whatever your sale is.
Oh, okay. I'm like your. Is it like a? They take it off your daily sales.
12 or 13% of it off the daily. Yeah, what? Like, say, if somebody charges with a credit card, well, when it goes through, they'll take 12 or 13% of that. You know, put it towards your balance you owe.
Sure.
And then, you know, the rest goes in your bank.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I gotcha. Gotcha. All right. Now, John, how soon were you looking to try to get the funds in place?
As soon as possible. I mean, the faster we get, of course, the more we'll be able to do, but, you know, it's not going to stop us from working.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't get it, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you got your work going right now, but this will just open you up to getting more.
Yeah, it'll open up different avenues for us.
Okay. All right. How many employees you got over there?
There's 1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice. All right. All right. So let's see. So we're looking, you know, anywhere ballpark between, looking at these numbers, probably between 40 and 50 of what you're looking for. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, somewhere between there.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, you know, from the sounds of it, it looks like the working capital program that we have is definitely something that might be able to help the business, get you that new equipment, have some capital to stock up on some good-looking wheels and tires to have in there. Now, what we'll do is I'll put together a short email for you right now. I'll shoot it over to you. It'll have a one-page application and a list of everything that I'll need. It's pretty short. It'll be 6 months of your most recent bank statements and then your most recent tax return. So if you don't have 2015 done, 2014 will still work.
All right.
Now, John, do you guys accept credit cards as payments over there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So with that, too, I'll need, I think it's going to be about 4 months of the merchant processing statements.
Okay. I'd have to print that because we don't get papers on that. It's like I said, it's through Square, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I gotcha. And that's fine. You know, typically with the bank statements, the PDFs are usually the easiest. But if you have to fax something over, I'll include a fax number in the email. So that'll work as well.
All right.
All right. So what I'll do is I'll put that together right now. I'll email it over to the JVEN8897. Go ahead, take a look at that. You fill out the application, send it back to me with all the paperwork. I can usually get you an answer inside of 24 hours. I'll just have to schedule a meeting with underwriting to go over the paperwork. When do you think you'd be looking to get that back into me?
As soon as possible. I got a few things to do tomorrow, but I'll look at it and probably print it off and go over with the wife, and we'll go from there.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so since it is you and your wife, on the application, go ahead and include her information in there as well, just because we'll have to verify 100% of the ownership. So on the application, just make sure that you include her name and social security number with yours as well.
All right, cool.
All right.
All right, thanks.
All right. Bye. All right, thanks a lot, John.